Westlock. The Westlock Senior Warriors are one win away from an improbable first-round playoff sweep of their bitter rivals, the Morinville Kings. The Warriors began their North Central Hockey League best-of-five opening-round playoff series February 5 at the Rotary Spirit Center with a solid 5-4 win over the Kings, then followed up with a stunning 6-4 victory 24 hours later at the Morinville Leisure Center. Game 3 is slated for February 12 back in Morinville, while Game 4, if needed, is penciled in for February 19 at the RSC. Despite losing both regular season games to the Kings and finishing 8 points back in the regular season standings, Captain Mike Ivey said they liked the matchup and relished the chance to face Morinville. Although the high-flying Kings have been an offensive juggernaut and finished second in league scoring with 74 goals for, Ivey knew they could skate with them but needed to play sound, physical hockey. Goaltending has also been key to the 2-0 series lead, said Ivey, with netminder Jordan Brand turning aside 62 of the 70 shots he's faced. We don't want to give them anything now. The toughest thing to do is to close out a team. They have their backs against the wall and have nothing to lose, said Ivey, adding they're looking forward to a week of rest before next Saturday's tilt. And Jordy battled and stayed huge for us in both games and we helped him out a bit, too. Although Morinville scored first in the Friday night tilt at the RSC, it was the Warriors who dominated the first period with 3 straight goals from Gerald Desjarlais, Ryan Nels and Kyle Dronik. 70 seconds into the second period Morinville closed the gap to within a goal, but markers from Dronik and Desjarlais gave the Warriors all the cushion they'd need. The Kings netted 2 in the third during a 19-shot barrage after the Warriors let our foot off the gas. After that tough loss Morinville came out guns blazing in Game 2 with 3 straight goals in the first 7.5 minutes. Momentum though is a funny thing and swung in favor of the Warriors as goals 13 seconds apart from Scott Ivey and Dronik got them to within 1. Then with 1:39 left in the frame a Morinville player covered the puck with his hand in the crease, which led to a penalty shot that Eisler converted. The same series also resulted in a 4-minute high-sticking minor penalty to the same player, which led to a power play marker from Chris Brand with 5 ticks left on the clock to give them a 4-3 lead. It went so bad so quickly at the start of the first, but we were able to stay positive and persevere. The 2 at the end of the first were momentum-swinging goals for sure and was a back-breaker for them, said Ivy the day after the win. Morinville tied the game at 15-16 in the second period, but Brett Kampji's goal at 12-12 put the Warriors up to stay. The nail in the coffin came with 2 seconds left in the frame when Dronik connected for a power play goal that deflated the Kings, who only managed 7 shots in the final 20 minutes.